Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Wes Welker, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Tantalk Radio, Randy Sleeper, Huntsville. Coming to you live from Tournament of the Pizza. Learned something new today in the paper. Speaking of soccer, Randall, Michael Bradley, I don't know if you know who he is. He was the captain of the U.S. Soccer team. He's announced his retirement at the age of 36 years young. What would you do if you retired that young, Randy? Like, what do these guys do with the rest of their life after they're done playing at the highest level? Like, coach? Commentate? Announce? What do they do? What would you do?
I would probably do nothing.
Really? Just nothing?
Well, you know, it's easy to say that, and I'm kidding, because doing nothing gets boring.
It's hard to do nothing.
No, it really is.
It's like a job.
You need a job so that you're not bored.
Well, you have to do stuff. Like, you have to, like, think about what you're not going to do. Like, that takes time. Like, I'm not going to go to the house. I'm not going to go get the paper this morning.
I'm not going to go to the gym.
Not walking outside to get the paper.
I'm not going to do lunges.
Right.
I'm not going to walk around the block. I'm not going to answer the door when somebody rings it. You know, but now there's a problem with that. So a lot of times, I don't answer the door when the doorbell rings. But that's how they find out if you're home or not to break in.
So now you're worried if they're going to break
in. Right. So now do I got to get up and walk all the way across the living room?
If you learn anything from the war, they all have, like, safe rooms in the houses. Like, they all have, like, bunkers. So maybe we should, like, build you a bunker.
I only know one person that has a safe room.
Really?
It's a legitimate safe room.
Oh, I bet.
It's the best. It's the best. It was
already there, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and it's just a hidden room.
Right.
But you would never know it was there.
That's crazy.
Literally, it's impossible to know. And it's kind of like a getaway.
Is it set up like that? Or does he have food rations in case, like, something ever, like a doomsday prepper, if it ever happened?
No.
Oh, he should.
No.
Can you give me tickets to the hiding room? Like the.
Well, it's an escape room, and you have to buy a ticket to get in.
Okay.
And then it's just a matter of if you can figure out how to get out. I hate those things.
Really?
Have you ever done it?
No.
Yeah, I did it once. I sat in the chair until they figured out how to get me out.
I assume it's like riddles. You have to find clues, and then you know.
Sounds like work.
Right, which you're opposed to.
I'm opposed to it.
Like, you're not going to do that.
I'm not doing that at all.
And then your boy Marty Lyons looks to halt the long skid at Ohio State this weekend.
How's he going to do that? What the hell are you talking about?
That's the headlines. Marty Lyons, the halt.
You're an idiot.
What?
It says Nittany Lyons.
Oh, man. Words are hard.
You're a moron.
This reading the paper thing is tough.
Do you know where Marty Lyons played?
the Jets.
Yeah, but you're talking college.
Oh, he played for...
I swear this is so hard work just trying to talk to you.
Played for the Little Sisters of the Poor.
Yeah, sure he did.
Third string.
He was an All-American.
And he played for Bama.
At Alabama.
I'm not as dumb as I look.
No, you are. Maybe we got somebody with some common knowledge. You know, there's a TV show called Common Knowledge.
Well, I would do great. Actually, Steve took my prop. I mean, I was using this. There's value in this. It's entertainment for our fan base.
So he puts the headphones on but says, no, I'm mute.
It's like, do you really need three pilots on a plane? You know, like two of them sit there with doing nothing. One guy's flying it all. Unless he goes unconscious.
I've never seen three pilots.
From a rear naked choke. You know, unless he goes unconscious, you don't need the other pilot.
The only time there's three pilots, chuckles, is when a third pilot is just sitting and getting a free flight in the jump seat.
Well, there it is. There's a free flight guy right there. He gets a free ticket to the Bucks and a free ride on this show.
I'm trying to get you a free ticket to the Bucks too.
Well, so. I'm a freeloader as well. No, I'll take it.
You are the best.
I like free stuff.
I like free stuff, and I cannot lie.
Yeah, no, it's refreshing to see the paper though. But you're just as antisocial when you had this up and you're in the morning coffee. Nobody interacted. Nobody talked to each other.
They still don't. So what's the difference? Papers are cool.
There's no crossword puzzle. What happened to the other comics? Sections? Are there where's other the sections? Yeah, where's the comics?
What's your favorite comic?
The one I was in.
Okay.
Blondie. Blondie, the comic strip, the Dean Koontz, was from this area. When the Pizza Diet came out, he actually wrote a comic strip, and it was about me.
So where is it?
I have it framed. I have it at my house. But it was like three or four scenes.
Right.
And he talked about, like, hey, did you hear about the Pizza Diet? And he's like, no.
Did you see one of the stars from Lost in Space passed away?
I didn't see
it. Did you ever see Lost in Space?
No.
Oh, you should. Dr. Smith?
Never saw it.
Yeah. You should go check out Lost in Space.
It's too old.
Too old?
Can't go backwards like that. Although, I did buy a storage unit. There's, like, all kinds of DVDs, VHS. There's, like, the original, like, Exorcist, like, autographed, like, in the storage unit. Like, there's, like, you know, memorabilia. Like, it's cool to see Whitney Houston's greatest hits on VHS.
Hips? Her greatest hips?
Greatest hips. On.
You're an idiot.
What?
Oh, my God.
I told you words are hard.
I know.
What's the difference between hips and hits?
Yeah, I don't know if it's as cool, though, to do the storage unit the way you're doing it online and... You know, you don't have to, yep, guy.
Well, no, I don't want to be there against people. Actually, it probably would be better, though.
It just takes longer.
Honestly, if there's people there, because here's the strategy. If you win online, you got to go, you pay, put the deposit, they give you the key, they open the thing up, and they're like, all right, be out in 72 hours, or we're going to charge you $100.
The deposit. You have to pay the deposit. You have to pay,
$100 cleaning deposit when you go to the unit to get it. So that way they keep in case you abandon it or don't clean your stuff out in time. But you get 72 hours to, like, liquidate the entire space.
And that's after you paid online for the unit.
Correct. You paid online. Well, you pay the storage facility for the unit, and then you pay a transaction fee to the broker online, you know, for the listing. But, but if there was still a group of people there, and you bought it, and it was a dud, and it was, like, just a bunch of trash or stuff you don't want, all those other people in the same industry, they have thrift stores, they have flea markets, they have booths, they have places to liquidate. So then you could just turn around and sell it to them for a cheaper price, and they take everything. You don't have to clean nothing. You're just done.
It's happened on the TV show that way.
But here by myself, I got responsible for moving everything. And I learned my lesson early in this game. Never bid on a unit that has mattresses or couches or big furniture.
Well, yeah,
because I have no way to haul that stuff.
Right.
So this one only has one dresser in it. So worst case scenario, I'm going to push that dresser onto the sidewalk, put a sign free, and just get my $100 back.
Or just leave the mattresses in dressers and lose the $100.
Good. It's always a possibility.
Or you could start a business.
That is. You clean out the units for people that buy them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a big, you could.
You know, you have a really big dumpster or something, you just throw all that crap in there.
You just wouldn't have the way to know who bought what unit and what location they're at. You'd have to market it to
Yeah, you
got to
market and let them know.
Do you want to go half on it?
No.
No.
Sounds like manual labor.
Yeah, you don't do work. I forgot.
I retired at 32, so.
Oh, you played soccer? It's cute.
Yeah.
Who did you play for?
Yo. I can't wait till 4 o'clock.
Seriously?
Yeah. We can end it now.
This has been fun.
Why do you think that?
Well,
have you brought anything to this week's show?
Bro, I brought a ton.
What?
I brought a paper. Brought news that was dated yesterday. It's not very current. I mean, it's already outdated when you print it.
No, for sure.
So it's wild that.
All right, you brought it up. Kevin Smith posted it. David Feldman released it. Eddie Alvarez versus Mike Perry. Give me your thoughts.
I think Perry runs through him.
I do too.
I don't think it's a good a matchup as, you know, Perry McGregor.
Well, first of all, Perry McGregor will never happen.
I don't say never. Why would you say never?
Because I know things that you don't.
Really?
Yeah.
About USADA?
USADA's out.
Right. So now they're going to have a new organization?
Yep. I guess they're going to bring somebody in, whatever. But... McGregor is under contract with the UFC. Perry is under contract with BKFC.
Okay.
The UFC is not bringing Mike Perry back. Mike Perry makes too much money elsewhere, and he's already said that. Okay? And Dana's definitely not going to let Conor fight in BKFC. There's not enough money there.
So how long does Dana own McGregor for?
I don't know what his fight contract is.
Is it number of fights or the number of years?
No, it's fights.
Oh.
That's why some try to get as many fights so they can get out and move on and whatever. Most fight organizations have right of first refusal as well.
Oh.
You know, so Conor gets whatever they can match. Well, BKFC, Bellator, any of those are not going to have the money, you know, to keep Conor, I would assume, is their number one cash flow.
Cash flow, yeah, cash cow.
Yeah, they're not going to let him. And then what are you going to have? Are you going to have, if that fight was to ever happen, what rules is that fight going to be under?
Bare knuckle.
Not going to happen. Which means then you're going to BKFC. Or not necessarily. Go to Masvidal. Go to Valor. I mean, there's others to go to. I just don't see it happening.
I agree. You're right.
Sometimes you get lucky, and sometimes you don't. And you know who's the luckiest right now? We are, because it's break time.
Oh,
this
really?
Is Knockout Again? Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. We may be doing a show live in Colombia.
What?
Details.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Bobby Higginson from the Detroit Tigers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hey, yo, this is Ricky Waters, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Give me 3 steps. Bo.
Mar Brunero Silva, suspended by the NAC, Nevada Athletic Commission. Holly Holm win overturned to no contest. Took 3 years to right the wrong, but her ninja choke was deemed illegal because she tested positive for a pre-fight drug that was banned by the commission. So it looks like Holly Holm got a victory this week.
No, it's not a victory.
Well, got a no contest.
Well, so that's not a victory.
Changes the record on her fight status.
True that.
And a Wikipedia.
All right, so flights are right around $400 to Phoenix, and I just saw a post that tickets for Game 3, $13.66.
No way.
If I can get it for $13, I'll go out there. I'm not standing, though.
Let's go. You sit on my lap.
I'm going to sit on your shoulders.
I'll stand.
And I'll sit on your shoulders.
There you go.
Yeah. So. And then piss the people off behind us.
Oh, man. See, it's always about the Harrises. You know, if there's something wrong with the genetic line in the Harris family tree. It's all trunk, as you know. Not very many branches. Walt Harris, suspended yep. 1 year by the NAC for a positive drug test. Why are you cheating Harrises? But
Say that to Walt, though.
I will.
Of course.
Gordon Ryan, the greatest jiu-jitsu guy on the planet.
Not to be confused with Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, Gordon Ryan suggests that MMA should allow athletes to be on steroids. There's a reason your health sucks.
Yeah, wasn't he just in the hospital and in bad shape and all that? Have you seen those photos?
Mm-mm.
Ryan Gordon is pretty damn good in the jits world. David Vieira going for another world tournament next year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got some intel on him.
I can train him if he needs help.
Yeah, he doesn't need you.
No, I can help him.
No.
I mean, can't. Iron sharpens iron. That's what they say.
He just won the worlds.
I mean, I'm in the same world. I mean, it's a real world championship. I mean, anyone can compete in that tournament.
So. What else you got?
Let's see. I'm just looking up headlines. You know, all these like real journalists, like they produce content. Doesn't come out, you know, yesterday, but Henry Cejudo has two questions for Israel Adesanya regarding his break from the sport.
Where are you and what are you doing?
Are you really going to stay away? Says the guy who keeps coming back.
Yeah, well,
every time he retires.
And Israel didn't say that he's going away. He just said he's taking a break. Mm-hmm. And John Jones said that, you know, good for him.
Humiliated Dylan Danis offered a $100,000 role as the head BJJ trainer from an adult content site. So,
he took it, right?
Huh?
He took the job?
We don't know. It's
okay.
He's going to grow into it, apparently. I don't know.
You're an idiot.
Only time will tell. What else is going on in the MMA world?
What's up with the non-speaking guy with a headset on?
I love him. I love him. Like, if when the helicopter goes down, he's not going to say nothing. Like, at least be calming over. Like, this is your captain speaking. And we ran out of fuel, so now's the time to call your family, your loved ones, let them know.
Stick your head between your tail.
Yeah. So, yeah. Welcome to the show, Steve Lynette.
Hey, Steve, how are you? He just waves.
This is awful.
Did you see how he just waved?
Yeah. Well, those cowboy fans, you know, they're usually wearing gloves so it protects their hands. So, they're soft. They're sensitive. You tell a lot about a man's hand, Jake.
He started to speak.
Oh, go ahead.
What's next?
Oh,
that's his big line.
UFC signs Pooja Tomer, first Indian-born woman in promotion history. So now we're getting not only the African Americans, first time they achieved something that's never been done before, getting recognized now. The first Indian.
What are you talking about?
The first India-born UFC woman fighter.
But what did you say before that?
Well, like, you know how they say, like, oh, the first African-American head coach to ever have two touchdowns in a Super Bowl. It's always something like, you know, some statistic awful about the first statistics. Ever.
Well,
it should just be like head coach winning records. It shouldn't be about the race. But they always describe it as, like, the first African-American female who did this and this and this.
Well, and it's not just that. I mean, Bryce Harper was the first player ever to hit a home run on his birthday in the NCLS where he low-fived and high-fived at the same time. So it's always stupidity stuff that they say.
Yeah.
I do want to thank the whole team, all three of us in 8-man strong today.
But it's big that there's a UFC, you know, signing India-based fighters. I mean, it's the second largest population on the earth. It's what, China and then India.
You'd think more would be fighters.
Right. So maybe they're so passive, though. They must, you know, be defensive fighters. Like, they don't, you know, they just wait to be attacked, and then they. I mean, they're so passive. Like, they're like Hindus and stuff. They don't like violence. I mean, Pakistan is a country because they're like, we don't want to fight you. Just take the land over there.
Violence has nothing to do with it. Fights aren't necessarily violence. It's a fight. It's not violence. It's a sport. It's not violence.
I'm just saying, like, you know, we wouldn't even have a war right now if they would have been like, hey, like, you just take the land and just do your thing. That's what the Pakistanis did. I could solve the world's problems in one afternoon.
I don't think you could.
Well, 3 hours in, and we've already gone over, like, foreign policy, human rights, firstborn woman India fighter who speaks English. I don't know. Like, I have all of it.
How do you know she speaks English?
We don't know yet, okay. But I'll find out when I call customer support later. See if she can fix my cell phone.
Oh my God. Oh.
I don't know what he means. How am I going to test that? I don't know her. I'm just reading a headline. But these are current headlines that was posted a day ago. It's like the paper. Now, how come they didn't post anything about the UFC? Like, are the papers so outdated?
Yes.
That they don't cover, like, current sports.
Well, it's not the current sports. I've talked to sports people in the Tampa Bay area who refuse to cover UFC or MMA or bare knuckle or combat sports in general.
They just don't understand it. They just don't like it.
They don't care.
Have any
necessity. Well, honestly, I think part of it, and this is being all truthful, very few people read the paper, and they're not going to spend time on a small portion. So it's going to be your local sports. In this case, in the Tampa Bay area, it would be the Bucks, it would be the Rays, it'd be the Lightning. That's all they're going to spend their time on. They don't have many writers anymore that work for the paper. So you can't have, you know, specialists. You know, now the same guy that's covering the Bucks, the Rays, the Magic in Orlando, the Lightning, they're also doing the Mutiny or whatever their name is. What's the soccer team?
Oh, the Orlando City Magic?
No, the local one.
The Rowdies.
The Rowdies.
You call them the Mutiny?
Well, they used to be called the Mutiny.
Oh, okay.
The Tampa Bay Mutiny.
You're right, because, I mean, the guy who did the comics, you know, also does the ads for, like, the spa place. It's the same duck. They got one cartoon duck, and they use it for everything. Brilliant. But did you see who's the boxing gym on 49th Avenue? By your house? Or 62nd?
Or 83rd?
What the hell are you talking about?
Who's the boxing gym? He always has the fighters. He always has the events downtown.
Ollie.
He just got his hands enshrined in the Florida Boxing Hall of Fame.
That's awesome.
Went down to Fort Myers or Naples to get it done. So, I mean, it should be a covered sport. There's so many great boxers out of this region.
No, absolutely.
But it should be covered in our local sports.
Again, in case you didn't listen to me the first two times.
I know.
They don't have enough reporters to cover everything.
So I can do it. I'm an excellent reporter. I see stuff.
Yeah, I've seen how you report.
Well, I just do voice to text.
What time's the food come out to the buffet?
I don't go there for the food. I live for the camaraderie and the craft.
To craft.
Being a journalist.
All right. Well, go cover an event then.
I just got an NIL deal. I'm the first.
I'm sure you're not the first.
Indiana-born journalist.
But you're not from Indiana.
I am, actually.
No, you're from Tampa. By way of the dumpsters in Denver.
No. Why are you so harsh on Denver? It's a great place.
You told me you lived in the dumpster.
Oh, boy.
You're really boring me. You were supposed to bring stuff to talk about.
I did bring stuff to talk about.
All right, then let's hit a break. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Bio Accelerator, Staff Zone, 8-Man Strong. And come back. Matt May had something.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Joe Gervicious, former Tampa Bay Buccaneer. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Eight Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Eight Man Strong.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. And remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the TAM Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Richard Karn from Home Improvement, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Sooner or later, whatever organization, I mean, they all do it, but every time you have an event, it can't be the biggest event in history.
Well, right.
Yeah, I mean, I get right. You're trying to sell
you're it. You're trying to build it up.
I know, but like this BKFC that was just announced in Salt Lake City. You don't need to call it the biggest event in BKFC history to sell this card.
Right.
I mean, there's some names on this card.
Yeah, big name.
There's some intrigue in it.
Of course.
Whether it's the biggest or it's the third biggest, does it really matter?
No.
Massive card in Salt Lake City.
Right. It's just marketing.
Well, but I think you can overmarket.
And hype.
You can oversell yourself.
Well, I think you get the disappointment because the expectation is so high and doesn't last. I mean, look, we've seen some amazing undercard fights that nobody knew the names of the fighters, but the battle, the competition was so intense that it was a fight of the night, and it was the first fight of the card. So I think it all comes down to, like, you know, the performance, obviously.
I think you can oversell it. I can, you know, you sooner or later, it's like crying wolf.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then when you look at, I mean, it's a good card. There's some good names, you know, and there's some names that some people may not know about. You know, I still think the BKFC fan list, you know, is still growing. So, yeah, they're going to tune in, you know, a former UFC fighter, a former, you know, Eddie Alvarez has been all over the place, so it's not just UFC. Am I boring you?
A little bit. Yeah, I was going to take a nap for a minute.
Well, you've literally taken a nap for the past 2.5 hours.
No way.
So it's time to step up.
We're doing research.
Waiting on Caleb. Caleb should be here in the next 25 minutes.
That's great. You have a producer that doesn't talk on air, and you got another co-host that doesn't show up.
He could have walked from where he lives in Tampa and been here by now.
It's true.
Is there still hitchhiking in the world?
I don't see it very much. I don't see it. I mean, because I drive a lot across the bridge every day. The only thing I see right now is a lot of homeless. I see a lot of people panhandling. The economy is getting tight.
You know, panhandling is a very good business.
It is. I mean, talk about like doing nothing and getting paid for it.
Yep.
But those guys work hard.
Like, of doing nothing.
But they work hard. I mean, to be in the sun, to walk up and down, to pretend you have a limp, to like, you know, to make a sign, to like go up and down to each car and get change.
You know that there's rules to the sign?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's got to be cardboard.
Well, no, it has to be whatever. I don't know if it's cardboard or paper. Or it can only be certain size. You can only be in a certain area for so long.
Well, zoning is important, you know.
For homeless.
Glad to see the panhandlers.
Because they care.
Well, they're compliant, which is nice.
They're taxpayers.
Well, they I don't know if they pay taxes.
Yeah, per se.
Per se. But they do stimulate the economy. I mean, they take that money straight into their local
liquor store.
Laundromat so they can wash their clothes because they don't have clean garments. I like the way you're thinking though, Randy. The way to throw the homeless under the bus that they're not allowed to ride on with dirty clothes. So, but no, I think you can tell a lot about the economy and the state of it based on what you see on the corner, like in different areas of town. And
so, when was the last time you were in a Salvation Army, Goodwill? I know you like to hit those places.
I've been for a while. I got into storage units. Got a little bit of addiction. I'll tell you what, it's a rush. You know, you got the, so you get the excitement of finding it, you know, in the clock counting down. And then you're searching and zooming in, like looking for like items that you know are valuable. That
the storage unit that you just purchased.
Yeah.
What did you see online? How much of what you have showed us today did you see online? Or is it just like
so
the show where you they only rip the door open?
Right. So you only see the front. You only see like one photo usually. They open the door, they snap a pic. So then you zoom in, and I saw a ton of picture frames. I know from, like, you know, when you gave me the UFC poster with all the signatures on it, I know when I went to the Michaels to get a poster frame, just a generic black plastic poster frame was $40. You know, and then they do those crazy, if you buy one, you get an 80% coupon, it's still $24, you know.
I went in to frame one of my jerseys with a 50% off, and they wanted $680.
Right, exactly. So it's a hustle.
I almost got arrested.
It's a hustle.
Yeah.
So, but I know the framing is the most important part of any kind of,
and
like
the cheapest
process.
You know, I used to work for John Gilmore, you know, when he had that framing company. And I know what frames cost.
Sure.
It's less than what you paid to frame the Japanese poster I gave you.
Yeah.
But they charged $200, $300, $400, $500.
So I really bought it for the framing and like what I saw in it, you know. But it's, everyone's different. Every, you know, you kind of get a story. You kind of see, you know, and then you don't know what's inside the boxes, so there's an element of surprise. And then you're like, you're looking for, like, you know, that gold mine. You know, some people, they know they're going to lose the unit. They'll go in while they still have access. They'll take all the good stuff out. They'll leave everything else as trash. And then, yeah, they'll just let it go to auction. So sometimes you bid on it, just absolute nothing. Sometimes you bid on it and somebody just got caught up. You know, if you're just working and the police come in and grab you, and they stick you in jail for 30 days or 60 days.
So in other words, you're not necessarily working. You said they're working and the police come in and snag you.
Yeah.
So you're really not working.
Well, you don't know.
I mean, the police come and grab you and throw you in prison.
Well, you don't know. You don't know, like, what the, you know, people go lose them for a multitude of reasons.
Sure.
Right? Financial hardships, you know, death. Like, you know, if I died today, my wife has no idea where my storage unit is. Unless she went to my email and saw that I missed a payment and that it's going to be subject to auction in 30 days if I don't make another one, she would never know how to, like, go and get everything that's in my storage
unit. Yeah, but that's set up that way on purpose.
Well, yeah. Because I have my other four wives in that
exactly.
storage unit.
Right.
And I got to take them to the Bucks game on Sunday.
All their birth certificates and all the legal paperwork.
I made a cardboard sign that's within the zoning requirements.
And
I got to make some money for concessions. It's expensive to go to the Bucks game. It's like $24 a beer. Colorado was great. Coors Field, sponsored by the beer guy. A lot cheaper. Here, Buccaneers. Not
it's beer. A Buccaneer.
There's no beer people.
But Corn's a Buccaneer.
Who? Yeah, but he's not, but there's no, like, it's not Anheuser-Busch. It's not like a beer-sponsored city. So it's discounted.
Well, in a way it is. In
really?
A way it is, yeah. If you go to Busch Gardens.
I guess so. Is that the same Busch from St. Louis?
You are a rocket
Holy
scientist.
Holy crap. What did you just say?
What?
It's the same Busch people?
Yes, moron.
Wow.
I never know when he's stupid or he just plays stupid.
Was that in the paper?
Get back to the paper.
Wait, I didn't know that.
Shut up.
Are you serious?
You really didn't know that.
So, like, so the freeway Ford, is it the same as, like, the Ford in Detroit?
Oh, my God. you can't be this dumb.
No, Busch Gardens is great. No, it's awesome.
I don't know about awesome, but it's all right.
That's good.
I go quite a bit. I take the baby.
Yeah.
Not a baby anymore, but, you know, certainly there.
Yes, how'd she, what'd you guys do the other day? Did you guys go somewhere? You guys do something?
To Busch Gardens.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for tuning in.
That's great.
Yeah. All right, so anything sports-wise, anything we can talk to wake up the audience?
Well, I think that's what I'm looking for in the storage units is, like, you find, like, a memorabilia site or, you know, a box of, like, old baseball cards or autographed signatures. There was a LSU a full size helmet in one the other day. I almost bid on it just so I could have Clayton sign it.
Well, you want things to go up in value.
It would go up in value if Clayton signed it. I mean, Clayton was the greatest player to ever come out of LSU.
No, he wasn't.
For sure. Name a better wide receiver that year.
That year.
I'm talking about all time.
And I'm not. You just said all time.
Greatest of all time that season. You let me finish.
Okay.
But you just never know. So, it releases the dopamine. You get the excitement. Then when you get there, it's either like, yes, I cashed in, or you're like, oh, I got to empty all this trash.
I think if I was to ever do that, and it was a dud, which it would be, I think I would drive to your house and put you in the fence.
Well, let's go half on a unit.
No.
We'll bid on one. I'll send you the detail. Steve and I almost bought a boxing gym in Ocala. Last week, there was a storage unit. A guy turned it into a gym. He had heavy bags, and he had speed bag, right? It was a real gym. It had timers. He had weights. He had free rates, everything.
So why didn't you buy it?
Because it ran up to, what, $300? I think I got just out of the price range of, like, what I wanted to spend. You know, some of it was, like, duct tape. You know, so you could see the bags have been weathered because it wasn't an air-conditioned unit. So it wasn't, like, an indoor facility. It was more of a...
That's awesome.
But, yeah, so you never know what you're going to find. I might even find, like, a podcast studio.
I think you're the type of partner that after you bid it, you'd see what's in it and then say, oh, remember, you're halvesies, or... You didn't respond in enough time.
No, I wouldn't do that to you. I would let you go first.
Yeah.
And it was it's like a first-round draft pick. Like, you go first round, I pick second, I go third, I go fourth.
Oh, really? So you don't really know how to do the way it should be done.
How's it supposed to be?
See, that's not the fairest way to the second person. But if I ever do anything with you, that's the way we're going to do it.
Okay.
I'm first, you're second.
Yeah.
I'm third, you're fourth.
Well, what's a better way to do it then?
No, not flip a coin. It's just you're first. Say you're first, then okay. I'm second and third.
Oh, okay.
And then you're fourth and fifth.
Which style do you like better? Which is more?
Oh, I would much rather me go first, third, and fifth.
Oh, okay.
Then second, fourth.
First, fourth, and...
Yeah, well, common sense, moron. I hate to call you a moron, but think about it. Which is better, to go first and third or to go first and fourth? Which is better?
First and third.
Oh, my God. I think Steve has something to say.
Yeah, go ahead.
Randy, I was going first.
Hold on a second. First of all, pull the mic closer, rookie. Thank you.
Randy, I was going first and third. Now he's got... Now you just changed it all.
Yeah, now I'm first and third.
Well, I meant in my situation.
But it'll be first... So you go first, and then the other person goes second and third. I think that's a better pick, the two and three.
No, you said on this air, first.
I want two and three.
No, because you already agreed to first and third.
All right, I'll go first and third.
And you're two, four, six. You're even.
Who's on first?
And I'm odd.
Who's on first?
Steve's again? Odd. We already know that, but he's odd.
Who's on first?
So first, then you're second, then third. Then you're fourth.
Let's buy a unit before the end of the show.
Now, that's how they
Let's bid on one right now.
That's how they do drafts.
That's good radio.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we'll do play-by-play. As we're all, what's the website?
It's storagetreasures.com.
Ooh, let's all go to it. Is it break time? It is. Let's go to break time, and we'll all go to, what's the website?
Storagetreasures.com.
And we'll talk about it.
Let's bid on one.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, this is Sebastian Bach, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. Turn it up!
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Eight Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Eight Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
What's up, guys? This is Justin the Highlight Gaethje, and you're about to get KO'd by Knockout Radio.
What'd you find?
That Justin Gaethje coming out of the break and could be fighting this weekend if Usman's knee really did pop. Could be out.
Well, he said that he's fine. Come on. I mean,
of course he's going to say that, right? But whose responsibility is it to keep his integrity of his knee? You know, is it Dr. Davidson's? Is it
UFC? I don't know who that is.
He's a guy that used to be your friend. used to think highly of.
Yeah. I mean, if he was to go to the doctor, he may refuse.
Can he do that?
Of course he can.
If they know that it popped, I mean, somebody has to step in for the good or the fighter safety.
If I'm the fighter and I'm determined to fight, I would tell Dr. Davidson, it's none of your damn business.
Can you do that?
I'm an independent contractor.
Because I've heard Dr. D say, if you don't pass my physical, you don't fight. Like, he has that, like, behind the wizard kind of mentality. Yeah,
he has that mentality, that's for sure.
It's his way or no way.
I'm pretty sure he could just say, no, I'm fine. Nothing popped. Justin's crazy. He just wants to try to get the fight. It's my fight. I'm fine.
Oh, Gaethje said it popped? He's the one that said it popped?
Well, he was the one that was training.
Oh, okay.
And I don't think Justin would say that, you know, to try to get the fight. But, yeah, I would refuse.
Ooh, $20 bid, Tampa, Florida, 5x5 unit, extra space storage. It has the description is bags, books, boxes, sports equipment. In the picture, I see a soccer ball.
Ooh.
We could call Grammatica.
That's a 50-cent soccer ball.
We could see if Grammatica could validate if it's a real...
If it's a soccer ball.
if it's an authentic soccer ball. I did see that his lifeguard imaging just won Best of Tampa Bay, the Best of the Best award.
Oh,
so
that's great.
Congratulations.
I want to get back to Martine authorizing that that's a soccer ball.
Looks like there's CDs. There's a book. There you go, Randy. It's the Handy Book of Knots. So I don't know if that's garlic, cinnamon.
Well, maybe a nautical. Seaman would like that.
Could it be nautical? There's, but you got free weights. There's, look at that, Steve, for training camp. Look at those. Those are probably, what, threes? Maybe 4 pounds? $20, Randy. You want to go half?
I'll give you $5.
There's a whiteboard. It's July. The debt. PayPal's $10.
PayPal's $10. What does that mean?
Well, this guy had all of his debt written out on a spread on a whiteboard. So he obviously didn't pay his storage unit. So
PayPal.
Let's see where extra storage space is on the board.
How long do these auctions go for?
This one ends in 1 hour and 13 minutes. It's counting down.
Get back to me in 10 minutes.
You gotta wait till. So, but here's the cool thing. Remember back in the day when eBay?
I don't.
No, but remember back when eBay, if you would count down an auction for like let's say it's official Pete Rose autographed gambling ticket, right? That he bet on the Reds. Okay, and you're going to auction with it, and then at the last second somebody would click, right, and whoever got through first wins. So you spend all this time waiting, and then you lost. This, if you bid within the last 3 minutes, you get an email that says you've been outbid. It expends the time 3 minutes, and then you can go back and re-bid. So then you get into a bid war at the very end, but at least you have time. So you get to see what the value is to you at that point.
Little iffy.
No. But then you can put a capped reserve. So you can bid, walk away. Say, hey, it's only worth $50 to me total. If it gets past 50, I'm out.
Here's what my problem with that is. It's kind of like when I negotiate cars and such. Mm-hmm. What's your line? All right, you said 50. Mm-hmm. What if you could have gotten it for 51? Would you have bought it for 51?
Yeah.
Okay. That's why I hate when they say, you know, what's the most? What's the least? You can't answer that question. because that exact reason. You may not want to go to 100, but then again, if you go to 100 and it sells for 101, would you have gone 102? That's the whole thing of auctions. Well, that's the whole thing of auctions, though. How many things have you bought that you really didn't want?
Oh, all
you just didn't want the other person to buy it.
Well, yeah, so that's what happened.
That's an auction.
That's what happened yesterday. So me and this guy got into a bidding war. Started out at $120. I tapped out at $320. I felt like I really stuck it to him. I'm like, yeah. But, yeah, I knew I hit that $310, and I said, you're the highest bidder. I knew there was a chance that I was about to get stuck. And I'm like, but then he outbid me one more time, and I let him have it.
Why is that such a thrill? You know, I watched the one Storage Wars and the Yup guy. You know, he loves sticking it to other. Why?
Yeah.
What's the advantage to run it up?
Just pure domination.
Just being a total?
Just completely.
Turkey bag?
Control. Just dominating. So I'm going to place a bid for us. Okay. Steve, you in?
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to split $20 three ways if we win. All right. So we're going to go first, second, third.
What's the math on that?
Well, it's three ways, so it works out to like almost seven each. So it'd be seven rounds of two.
That'd be 21. You're not going 21. You're going 20.
So I get six rounds.
Let's buy it, and then we could just leave it there, can't we?
It's going to cost you 100 to leave it.
Hold on. It's not going to charge us anything.
You win it for 20 and then you leave it and you pay it costs you 100 to clean it out. I'm placing a bid. You down?
So you're already under contract?
Not yet.
No, what I mean. Just buy it and leave it.
Well, we'll see what else is in there. There's some towels.
Ooh.
You go to the beach, right?
You live on the water?
There's a box.
You can all tan.
Look at those two bottles.
We're doing play by play of an auction bid.
It's stupid. What do you mean it's stupid?
There was a soccer ball. I seen it.
Well, that's worth at least 50 cents.
That's sports.
Now we got to come up with another 1950 worth of value in there.
There's a pencil pouch.
Ooh.
So now could like color.
And a calendar.
Well, that's where the debt's located.
What year calendar is it?
Oh, it's a dry erase calendar. It's a whiteboard. Well, look at the big one.
Does the whiteboard come with the storage unit?
Yeah.
That's another 50 cents.
Those are like $50 at Home Depot or Office Depot.
You're up to $19 now.
There's nothing in this.
What's the cool? Yeah, so I'm glad you bid.
He's a professional.
Yeah, he's a professional losing gambler.
You didn't see that jewelry box back there.
Oh, where? Looks like there's bleach.
He did get a unit that had two pair of fake pearls.
There's an Olympia backpack in here. Look at that. I'll be at the Olympia next week. I can wear it there.
It's the same with this as like gambling. When you ask people, oh, yeah, I had fake pearls. They're worth like, I don't know, that costume jewelry.
Right.
It's worth some money, you know. But it's the same way. You're going to ask him. He's losing money.
Well, he's good at that.
Yeah.
I'm investing my money and my time into keeping these units clean.
I got back.
Like, what have you done for the earth this week?
Don't worry about it. So you get back from Vegas, and then somebody asks you, hey, you know, how much money did you win? $1,500, but they spent $5,600, you know. I mean, it's the same thing with this thing here. You know, they're going to tell you about that one big fish they caught.
Well, I'm glad that you and I are not boxing partners in our new gym up in Ocala. Glad we didn't bid on that unit.
I was ready.
There's football pads.
That was worth
it. Do you want to start a team?
Yeah, let's go. Let's buy something before the time's up.
Oh, you really want me to bid?
Yeah. We can leave it there. You got to have a contract. They can't say anything.
Well, a contract is verbal. It's recorded on there.
It says $100 to clean it up.
Yeah. All of them are $100 deposits.
Oh, yeah. So your name's already involved in all this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he's the one who has to clean it up.
Yeah.
So the numbering is, well, I'm one, you're two, Matt's three, I'm four, you're five, Matt's six, and he has to clean it out.
How did you get to be number one?
Because he said that.
Right, this is his show. The name's on it, Randall Harris.
I don't know who that is, but okay.
Well, there's some good stuff in here, Steve. Look
yeah,
at
okay,
that.
Let's buy there, some.
There's a toaster oven.
I just threw one away.
Well, maybe it's over here. Like, oh, that was the Honey Nut Cheerios.
Mm-hmm. Wheaties.
There you go. You can eat that. That's $3.99 at Publix.
I mean, it's probably still good. Does Cheerios ever expire?
All right. Can we talk about something here for the last five
minutes?
Yeah,
what do you want to talk? Let's go.
Talk about this weekend's UFC.
We already did that. How about the baseball?
The Texas Rangers play tonight. They're up 2-0 in your tennis terms. I really want Houston to get there, to be honest.
Yeah.
Well, last year Houston beat Philly. I'd like Philly to beat Houston this year.
But they've been accused of cheating in the past.
Not accused. They've been found.
Well, does that change things for you?
No, because everybody cheats.
Then they're not trying?
Well, it's just they got caught.
So.
Is that Dusty Baker there?
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. So.
How many toothpicks has that guy gone through in his career?
Right.
Always has a toothpick. You think it's a new one every game? Does he have a lucky toothpick?
Right.
We haven't won. We need to change up the toothpick. Texas is a strong team. Philly's a strong team. Let's see what Philly does tomorrow. When we come back next week, we'll be talking World Series. It's almost time for Super Bowl credentials. We'll be talking about Super Bowl soon.
Where's the World Series at this year?
Shut up. It's really time for you to shut up.
I'm just asking.
What team's in the World Series?
I don't know.
Well, then you don't know where the World Series is.
Well, how come the NFL guys, they pick a city and they say, that's where our Super Bowl is going to be?
Because that's the way that's set up.
Well, baseball did it a couple of years ago. It was set up in Dallas, I believe, during COVID.
Well, so did basketball.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Kelly went.
Yeah. NBA did the same thing.
Oh.
Yeah, Kelly went to go follow that team from St. Pete.
Yeah.
Not Tampa, from St. Pete. Tampa doesn't have a baseball team.
That's true.
And then the NBA did it in the bubble in Orlando.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, but I think they should just pick a city and be like, this is the home of the World Series this year.
Like the Pro Bowl. The Pro Bowl used to do that every year in Hawaii because that's the only way they could get the players to go.
Used to be in Tampa.
It was in Tampa.
I went to it.
I was there as well.
It kind of moved back then.
Yeah. I remember the one that was at the old Tampa Stadium. I was on the field running around.
1979.
I mean, not that it matters, but who has the best baseball field? Like, if you were going to pick one stadium for the World Series that's not really the world, where would you have it?
Well, I wouldn't have it in St. Pete.
Right. Maybe the new stadium when they get it.
I don't know until you see it. But, there's some, we just went to in Colorado. Denver, the stadium was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Open, cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
Food was cheap. You could bring food in. I think that adds to it. If you can bring a little cooler of your own stuff and you're not spending $40, $50, $60, $82,000. Yeah. I mean, I would go to a game, not here in St. Pete, but, I would go to a game somewhere else. Atlanta's stadium is pretty cool.
What about San Francisco? Like hitting into the water, the bay?
Well, you'll never hit it into the bay, and neither will I. So what does that mean?
Well, I mean, just like how cool it is. Everybody's in kayaks and chasing after memorabilia.
Then, not now.
They're in sleeping bags there, too.
Tents.
Well, they're
in tents. the canoes were only during Barry Bonds.
They don't do it anymore?
No. You think they sit out there for a guy that never hit a home run and hopes he hits one? Wrigley is still cool. Fenway is still cool. Just because of the nostalgia.
Well, what I'm going to do, Steve. Start bidding on storage units in San Francisco, see if we can get some old canoes.
Well, the problem with that is you have to go out there to clean them up.
It's true.
Because when I went to your website, I couldn't get the zip code in. So it was everyone. There was one in California. I'm like, yeah, let Knucklehead Matt bid on this, and then I'll have to go out there.
Yeah, you got to be careful because you bid on the wrong state. Got to drive across state lines to go empty out storage units.
No, I would just make you pay the $100 to clean it up.
But you can find stuff. There's cars in them. There's boats.
In the one you just showed me, and I don't know if you want me to say it, but I'm going to. You have two Thomas Kincaids.
Yeah.
Which, they're not signed and all that kind of stuff. There is a certificate. That's valuable.
For sure.
It could be anywhere from $25 to $150. If you only spent $20 on the unit,
yeah.
The whole thing is that you want to make more for your time.
Correct. Right.
First you want to break even, then you want to make money.
For sure.
Last on that list is losing money.
No doubt. No doubt.
That's really not the goal, is to lose money. And that's why I'm afraid doing anything with you, because your excitement of just doing it, it's worth it to you.
That's the experience.
The cost of business to lose. Like every time you watch Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Are you profitable? No, we're still. Well, then what good is it?
You're doing it for the passion, for the love.
No. I like the pizza business.
Well, just this pizza business.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't make money here.
Well, but you don't want to.
We're here for practice.
But you keep 412 people, employed.
I make it look like I'm busy.
No, you're not busy.
I make them look like we're busy.
The best thing of the whole thing is we're done. I want to thank everybody who suffered through the last 3 hours.
Don't leave too early, Randy. We got to go clean out a storage unit.
Caleb, we appreciate you stopping by. Steve, thanks for picking them up.
56 minutes.
We will see everybody next week.
We're going to Tampa.
If we're still on the air.
Have all up, room.
I want to thank 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator.
Steve, can I have $100? I got to pay a deposit.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is the Giant. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.